This is the DX Audio Service for May 1992. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. This edition of the DX Audio Service is being recorded at the 1992 National Association of Broadcasters Convention here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And while I'm here at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, I hope to get a bunch of information for you concerning what's going on in the broadcasting business. And depending on how much material we have back at headquarters, we will try to get as much as we can onto the service. So let's jump right in here real quick. The big gamble out here in Las Vegas is not the slot machines. However, I did win $1.05 in a nickel slot machine. But the gamble is with high-definition television. It seems that the FCC, in my humble opinion, is trying to avert a AM stereo-like issue, which happened many years ago, in that they're trying to push high-definition television into the forefront. And in fact, they're stating that within 10 years, high-definition television will be on the forefront in North America. I guess I can say only time will tell whether or not that can work out for both the broadcaster and the viewer. On other news from headquarters is that the convention has been moved. The 1992 National Radio Club Convention has been moved from Des Moines down to Omaha, Nebraska. Ernie Wesolowski is going to be heading up the convention, taking over for Rick Dow, and the convention will be held at the Days Inn, which is located at 3001 Chicago Boulevard in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, you need to make your own room reservations by calling the following telephone number, area code 402-345-2222. Ask for Terry Simmons, who's in charge of the sales department at the Days Inn, and be sure that you mention that you're with the National Radio Club. The convention will be held over Labor Day weekend, and Ernie was able to glean some good rates from the motel, which are $46 flat rate per night for 1 to 4 people per room, 11% sales and bed tax. So you can figure that out. $46 flat rate per room per night for 1 to 4 people in the room, 11% sales and bed tax. That's all the information we have right now. Hopefully we'll be able to get a letter off to Ernie when we get back to Lima, Ohio, and find out a little bit more details on the convention. But right now, you've got it all up to date, and we hope to see you over Labor Day weekend for the 1992 National Radio Club Convention. Well, I guess it's time right now to send it back to the flatlands of Ohio, actually Eastern Ohio, and the hottest man around at the hottest station in Youngstown, Jerry Starr, with a look at AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have one edition of the Switch this month. The reference number is 282, and it starts with the following call letter changes. On 690, WVOK in Birmingham, Alabama becomes WJOX. 930, KISS, Terrell Hills, Texas, changing to KLUP. On 1020, KCFA in Eagle River, Alaska has finally settled on a call letter. Previously, they had asked for both KTWM and KNNS and then rejected both of those. They are now back on the air, by the way, and their new call is KFFR, which stands for The Fire, which is a contemporary hit Christian format. On 1050, KIIZ, Killeen, Texas becomes KMRY. 1140, KZAP, North Las Vegas, Nevada. They had another change of heart. Every once in a while, this station will apply for a new call. They always end up turning that application down and sticking with their old call letter, which they have done again. They remain KLUC. On 1310, KZRQ in Corrales, New Mexico, changes to KIVA to match their FM call. On 1420, 620 KYYG in Coos Bay, Oregon becomes KRSR. This station was previously KYNG. The change to KYYG lasted less than a month, and now they have become KRSR. And finally, on 1600, WSNX in Muskegon, Michigan becomes WSFN. One new station was granted this month on 1600 in Giddings, Texas. The new station will be 500 watts daytime, 250 watts at night, and the antenna pattern will be U4. And by the way, this is the edition of AM Switch, where later on in the tape we'll explain what all the U and D numbers mean in the antenna patterns. It's about time to do that again. Applications from existing stations on 760 WCHP Champlain, New York does a little creative application work. They would like to operate at night on 750 kilohertz with 230 watts, but remain on 760 kilohertz during the daytime. Also in application status on 990 CBME, Latuc, Quebec would like to move to 830 kilohertz. And finally, looking at our otherness column, a lot of interesting things going on this month on 610 WEXS in Patillas, Puerto Rico. This new station is now on the air. On 900 WMVU, Nashua, New Hampshire, a new station that is on the air. Of course, some years ago, there was a station in Nashua on 900. That went out of business. The license was canceled, and this is a new station coming on the air. On 1020, we mentioned KFFR, Eagle River, Alaska. This silent station has returned to the air. On 1040, CKST, Langley, British Columbia. The station has moved here from 800 kilohertz. 1050, WCMS, Norfolk, Virginia. This station is silent. High winds toppled their antenna system on the 17th of March, and it has not been replaced yet, so that station is temporarily silent. On 1110 WBCA, Bay Minette, Alabama, this station is now back on the air. On 1140 CKXL, Liberty, Missouri, right outside of Kansas City, this station went silent on March the 4th of this year. The owner is undecided as to the station's fate. If an owner cannot be located quickly, the license may be turned in to the FCC. 1150 KEZB, El Paso, Texas. This station is silent pending a sale, but will be coming back on. 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia. This station went silent the last day of March of 92. On 1230 WIGS, Governor, New York, this silent station is back on the air. They now relay programming from WSLB, which is the 1400 station in Ogdensburg, New York. Also on 1230 WKBO, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the station is silent. The people who own this station bought the facilities of WHP on 580 to get a superior signal and have taken WKBO off the air. On 1240 KJCY, Mountain Home, Idaho, another silent station that has returned to the air. On 1270 WVKY, Louisa, Kentucky, this silent station has been bought. The new owner paid the grand sum of $1 for its license. No plans as to whether or not this station will return to the air. On 1340 KSEK, Pittsburgh, Kansas, this silent station has returned. On 1370 WKIK, Leonardtown, Maryland, this station is silent. We understand from a person that works not for this station, but in that area, that the FCC recently inspected the station and found their directional antenna system was seriously out of tolerance. We understand the owners have decided that repairs for the moment are too costly and have taken the station off the air until they decide what they want to do. On 1410 KNAL, Victoria, Texas, is silent. 1480 KIOU, Shreveport, Louisiana, this silent station has returned to the air. Also on 1480 WISL, Shamokin, Pennsylvania, has gone silent. Same for their FM. And also on 1480 CKAN, Newmarket, Ontario, this station went silent the 17th of March, citing cash flow problems and the inability to negotiate a deal with the landlord of their transmitter site. 1520 WTRI, Brunswick, Maryland. Last month we told you they went silent. Well, they're back. This silent station has returned to the air, and local member Al Merriman, who monitored their signal, reports their signal strength has increased significantly. We suspect that they were off the air to implement their construction permit for a power increase to 9,300 watts, and we suspect that power is now on the air. On 1560 WLJA, LJ, Georgia, is silent. And that will wrap it up for this month of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in another month with more stuff from the broadcast band. And speaking of stuff from the broadcast band, it's time to switch you over to none other than John Bowker. So, John, wherever you be, take it away.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Oh, we're on the road again. You can believe that. This is John Bowker with the Travelog for this month on the DX Audio Service. We're going to be away from home until November, it appears. I guess that's... Well, you know, we're in and out, but mostly we're on the road in our motorhome with all our tape recorders running and recording AM radio stations. And this month, we're going to be hearing some of the 30-plus stations that transmit on 940 kilohertz in the United States. And in fact, we may even venture north of the border for a few moments. But 940, as it so happens, is a clear channel reserved for allocations in Canada and Mexico. And that simply means that any U.S. stations must use directional antenna patterns and or enough low power to, anyway, avoid harmful interference to Canadian or Mexican stations that operate at 940 on the dial. But let's see, even so, I noticed there are four U.S. stations operating with 50,000 watts, at least during the day, and one of those stays on with 50,000 watts at night. You know which one it is? Well, it's either Fresno or Miami, Houston, Mississippi, or Macon, Georgia. And the answer, the envelope, please, Fresno, California. That's right. Okay. What do you say we start in the Great Northeast and hear what we have on tape at the 940 dial position on the May 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
AM 94, WGFP in Webster. It's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Frank Whiter.
Hey, I got just about enough time to say that this is WINE Brookfield, and this is WINE FM, Brookfield Danbury Stereo 95.
That takes us out of New England rather quickly. What do you say we go back a few years in Lebanon, Pennsylvania?
94, WVLV, Lebanon.
Mutual News. And now, right up to date.
Playing your favorite country music. Stereo 940. WADB. Lebanon.
Military coups change government in Burma and Haiti. Possible federal budget showdown coming. Mutual News, on Kurt Henschen in Washington.
WESA, WESA-FM, Charleroi.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that all we've got out of Charleroi? Let's try this.
9 o'clock, this is WESA AM FM Charleroi, Mon Valley Radio for Mon Valley people.
Good morning, I'm Kathy Carestis. It's going to be a beautiful...
Bless you, Kathy. Oh, let's see what we got now out of Greenville, Pennsylvania. Oh, and check out this news sounder that GRP uses.
Great songs by the great stars like Chicago, Roberta Flack, the Eagles, and Al Jarreau. Right here on WGRP, Greenville Hermitage Warren. WGRP, Greenville Hermitage Warren.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Chet Martin.
You know, I wonder if Chet Martin knows they're doing that. Okay, enough of Pennsylvania. Virginia, here we come.
WKGM, Smithfield, Norfolk, Newport News, wishing you a safe and blessed new year.
Good morning, this is Walter Parker.
You know, I'm always interested when a station in Smithfield, Virginia gives an ID that includes Norfolk and Portsmouth and Newport News. Well, they didn't say Portsmouth, did they, in all fairness? But when the FCC assigns licenses for radio stations, they always look around and make sure, or they at least take into consideration, that stations are going to be serving a new town or community or whatever in the United States. That's one of the things they have been looking for historically, anyway. And so they get one from Smithfield, and they say, oh, here's a town that doesn't have a radio station. Great. So they grant them a license. And immediately, of course, the station identifies with the big towns right across the river. What are you going to do?
W-I-N-C, Miami, Florida.
Solid gold.
50,000 watts.
Solid gold.
The music people.
Solid gold.
Old Ricky Dicky back on the radio. Feels so good.
Man, what a lousy jingle package they used to have. Was that one of yours, Fred? Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea. Hey, listen to this up-to-date WINZ ID you're about to hear, And listen to the satellite echo. There's a problem here, isn't there, with double-hop satellites in some way. Anyway, this is WINZ, more up to date.
It's only a slight 30% for today, 20% for both tonight and tomorrow. Right now, it's 85 degrees in Miami, 86 in Fort Lauderdale.
94 News wins. WINZ, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause.
WLQH Chiefland, and it's time for AP Network News.
AP Network News, I'm Chuck Rice. Senator Edward Kennedy, in an extraordinary speech, is trying to set aside questions about whether his flamboyant social life is affecting his performance in the Senate.
Well, you're keeping up with us so far. We've come all the way down the East Coast from the state of Massachusetts. We've turned the corner at Miami. We're back up to Chiefland, Florida. We're going up into the Midwest. We're going to go out to even west of California. And as Bill Hale recently learned, that's west of Texas, too. So, what do you say? Here we go to Ohio.
Of Jerome Crockett. And two adults and two juveniles are in custody after an early morning drug bust at the Imperial Motel on East North Street. Complete details on these and other stories throughout the day here on News Radio 94.
Dick Gant says cloudy today, high 77. CBS News is next.
The QP regular single is Lima's favorite hamburger and still only 95 cents at the QP. News Radio 94, WCIT Lima.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. The on-again, off-again execution of convicted double murderer Robert Alton.
Ooh, that was nice and clean sounding. And on up into Michigan.
Four hours a day, 7 days a week. Depend on Cozy 98. WCSY, FM and AM. South Haven, Water Elite.
From ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Now, I have nobody to blame but myself for this next idea. I must admit to you, about 11 years ago, wife Linda and I were driving up through the Upper Peninsula, the UP of Michigan, came down across the Mackinac Bridge, and just at the north end, the town anchoring the bridge is St. Ignace. And we came right by the station there, and what you're about to hear is the ID we recorded. But the problem is, we recorded it right at the beginning of a rather inexpensive tape. I wasn't using TDK or Maxell tapes at that point. So what you're hearing is a lot of tape bounce here on one of these 3 for 99 cents, as I recall, 60-minute or 30-minute cassette tapes. And I've learned since, don't use cheap tape when you're making station break IDs. You only get one shot at them frequently. At least we do in our motorhome as we're driving from east to west through the United States. So that's the object lesson for today.
Reaching all of northern Michigan, you're tuned to Radio 94, WIDG St. Ignace, with the finest in entertainment and information.
Oh, and by the way, it also helps if you tune the radio accurately, too. Okay, where are we? We're in St. Ignace. Let's now go to the state of Illinois. Then we'll go to Wisconsin, and then down the Mississippi River a ways, and then out to the west.
Hi, Larry King reminding you to listen for The Week in Review immediately following The Larry King Show every Saturday morning on WMIX Mount Vernon.
No change in positions in the third day of the peace conference. With Mutual News, I'm Fred Lowy in Washington.
You're in tune with Shell Lake Radio, WCSW AM 940. Weather forecast for the rest of today as we move into the afternoon hours, partly to mostly cloudy.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of people call me or write in and ask, do I keep more than one ID of most of the stations? And the answer is yes, and here's an object lesson, because this is a great little station, son of a gun. Here's an ID that we had on tape many years ago, and I kept it, of course. I never throw anything away. Ask my wife. Listen to this now.
Radio Iowa. It spells KIOA. Des Moines.
Okay, that's your average station break and the news sounder. But now, Mark Strickert was out in Iowa, and he updated us a little bit.
From 94 KIOA.
KIOA, Des Moines, Iowa.
Now, stand by.
Now, that
was a little bit better, a little more life being breathed into the station, but it got better and better, and Rick Dow, Mike Smith, and a few others contributed the jingle. Let me just play you this jingle, which I think is one of the smoothest we have in the collection.
One and Oldie with Jay White.
K-I-O-A, Des Moines.
Isn't that smooth? Just as nice as you could ask for. Okay, we go down to Missouri.
You're listening to AM 940 KSWM Aurora. It's 10 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. Will it hold? That's the question leaders around the world are asking about the latest truce to take effect between the Yugoslav Federal Army.
That's the Perry Sisters, WCPC Radio Houston, and this is Bo Henson from Sad to Satisfied.
You know, I don't want to cheat you out of their slogan at WCPC. It's not as good a recording as that one, but here's what they say on some of their IDs.
This is the station that reaches more people than any other in the state of Mississippi. WCPC Houston.
Alrighty, you ready for something really wild out of Louisiana?
940 AM, WYLD, New Orleans.
Okay, pretty wild indeed. Now we're going to follow Bill Hale's noteworthy career through Texas and California and beyond. You ready for this one, Bill?
Clock on your station for the world's greatest hits, Magic 940, AIXE Amarillo. From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. Alaska's Governor Walter Hickel has spelled out details of a new settlement with Exxon Oil Company for the...
Son of a gun, it's 11 o'clock at 50,000 watt, 940 KFRE Fresno with your country favorites and the information you need...
Well, you know, in as much as KFRE is 50,000 watts day and night, and it's the only U.S. station to have that power at night at this frequency of 940 on the dial, we'll give them a second shot, although this one isn't quite as good a recording. It's a little bit longer, though.
94 KFRE.
By the way, that cycle of that jingle went two or three times, which means that their clocks were off 30 seconds or a minute or something like that. It happens in the best of stations. Now we take a big jump across the Pacific.
From the country music capital of Hawaii, this is K-A-H-U, Nwaipahu. This is K-A-H-U Radio News on the Hour.
Now, they haven't used K-A-H-U in some time, as you probably know. That was several years back. Bringing you up to date.
Best of country from the country. K-D-E-O Waipahu.
What's he talking about? Can't you... I don't picture cowboys out at Diamond Head. Do they have these big surfboards on the backs of their horses? Oh, come on, K-D-E-O. One more shot.
It's 11 o'clock.
The best of country from the country.
I'll be darned.
KDEO Waipahu. KDEO Country Radio. AM 94.
Let somebody else ride.
Okay, we'll let somebody else ride is right. What do you say we go about 5,000 miles to the east?
And that's the CBC News.
You're listening to CBC 940, Montreal.
Now, many of you who've been subscribers to the DX audio service for years know that I strongly favor the Canadian way of IDing, the use of call signs. I haven't understood that for a number of years, ever since the thought occurred to me, I wonder why we're using call signs. I haven't been able to answer that to myself. However, I won't get on the soapbox this time. I will take you back about 15 years and let you hear this.
The time, 10 o'clock, Radio 940, CBM, Montreal. Here is the CBC News. Good morning, I'm Ken Haslam.
Well, that's been a nice tour across the country and even up into Canada a little bit on this 940 voyage of ours. You know, it was real good to hear from so many of you this month. Tim Stewart and Carl Dabelstein, thanks for the tapes, Carl. Appreciate it. Ernie Holt sent in some stuff from Broadcasting Magazine. Always good to hear from you, Ernie. Sorry we couldn't talk on the phone. And Dale Hamm sent in some cassettes, too, of some more of his trips, which were great. Had a nice conversation with Tandy Way. Even Son John came up with some new IDs, I should say, on his trip to Santa Land in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Oh, and we have Fred Volby to thank for that WCIT break that you heard on this travelogue a few minutes ago when we were in Lima, Ohio on our trip. It was legit, by the way, even though that voice was oddly familiar. Goodness. 9:50 comes next month, everybody. I'll see you then. But speaking of sounding oddly familiar, here's Bill Hale.
Got a feeling deep inside.
Feeling good as can be.
It's a thing I just can't hide.
The world is looking good to me.
It isn't something you can see.
It's a thing you gotta be.
Share your special thing with me.
Tune in to something real. With the spirit of prayer.
Bringing all the good things home to you. Now that's the kind of thing we like to do. We're gonna shout it out so you can hear it. We've got the spirit. We've got the spirit.
Hello, everybody. This is Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May of 1992. I'm coming to you this month from the beautiful studios of KVVQ in Apple Valley, California. Little change of venue here this month. And I want to tell you, this is some spiffy territory I'm in this month. I hope I sound better, too. Anyway, let's get on with special news from DDXD, from DX News Magazine. On 570, new call letters, WTEM in Bethesda, Maryland, was heard by Hank Holbrook of Fairhaven Cliffs, Maryland. He heard it on March 21st from 1551 hours to 1632 hours. Now with these call letters, they were WGMS. They still have classical music parallel with their, or simulcasting with, WGMS FM 103.5. But he understands they'll become an all-sports station in April. They'll carry Redskins football in the fall, replacing WMAL in the market. They had them for 42 years. Moving up to 610, note from right here in the Southern California area. In the log, there's a CP listed for KAVL in Lancaster, California. Well, I gave these folks a call and said, hey, are you guys on the air with these new facilities? And they said, we sure are. So they are now U4, 5,000 days, 4,000 nights. Add Motorola stereo, as they come in great on my car stereo radio. And their very signer is named as Larry Thornhill, just as the name sounds. He's the general manager. The address and phone number in the log are good. So KAVL 610 in Lancaster, the CP is on. Word in from Dale Park of Honolulu that the KHNR, the new call letters for the 650 facility in Honolulu, was noted back on the air for the first time since September of 1988 on March 24th. He heard them with CNN headline news parallel the cable. So those of you who hear the cable CNN headline news, you know what they sound like. There was dead air during local breaks, except an ID at 0100. And it went like this. This is KHNR Honolulu conducting equipment tests. We'll start our program momentarily. Thank you for listening. Then they went to regular schedule after 0500 with local news breaks, though the inaugural date was supposed to have been March 26th. You might remember these guys as KORL for a long time. The chief engineer is Clayton Caughill, spelled C-A-U-G-H-I-L-L. And their address is 850 Richards Street, Honolulu, 96813. Lawrence Kearley of Orleans, Ontario, reports that 760 WCHP in Champlain, New York, broadcasts in French and Spanish at times. So if you hear either of those languages on 760, it might be them. Lawrence also reports hearing WHCU 870 in Ithaca, New York. They carry the Sports and Entertainment Network in the wee small hours. He monitored it from 0250 until 0500 on March 16th. The ID is Unistar Radio Network, the only 24-hour sports network. Local Las Vegas ads for casinos and shows. And an ID at 0500, WHCU News Radio 870. WRNS 960 in Kinston, North Carolina carries the WCTI Channel 12-6 and 11 p.m. newscasts, 30 minutes each. The news anchors are Russ Spencer and Jan Bean. Weather is usually done by a fellow by the name of Skip Waters, and the sports, it varies. Mike Hardister of Jacksonville, North Carolina checked in with that. He also notes, and we'll jump up to 1400 WBTB Buford, North Carolina, also carries these same WCTI-TV newscasts. Well, on 980 WBZK York, South Carolina, this is a follow-up with some info on an NID in a past issue of DX News. They are now U3, which is the same directional pattern day and night, 3,150 watts during the day, 186 at night, and a pre-sunrise authority of 500 watts. The pattern is a clover leaf with main lobes east and west, plus their minor lobes. They're affiliated with NBC's The Source and AP Radio. Slogans are Your Local Source and Starting This Fall. For football and basketball season, Your Clemson Connection. This reported by Jeff Malter of Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, back across the water to Honolulu, courtesy Dale Park, 1080 KWAI in Honolulu, was noted on March the 8th with CNN Radio News via satellite, and probably the only talk ethnic brokered time station with network news, Hi-Hi. However, the station's mainland programming is either via tape or phone line, and use of CNN conflicts with KULA's. That news will be coming up on 1460 a little bit later. Also, this, like I said, courtesy Dale Park. CKTY 1110 in Sarnia, Ontario has confirmed that they relay CKYC from midnight to 0600, so don't be surprised to hear a CKYC Country 59 ID in the Toronto area. And that also from Lawrence Kearley of Orleans, Ontario. WBNM 1120 in Gordon, Georgia, courtesy of Don Trelford, Toronto, Ontario. He received a very back from them, and it says, we've been allowed to operate critical hours at a reduced power output of 2,500 watts. They had trouble reducing power on the night pattern. He picked them up, and the date and time was not provided. The vary was signed by Tom McAfee, M-C-A-F-E-E, the chief engineer. Well, I heard KORG 1190 in Anaheim, California just a couple of days ago at 0426 hours. Remember, all times reported here are Eastern Time, regardless of what time zone you're in. Please report in Eastern Time. I heard them at 426 in the morning with satellite-delivered nostalgia easy listening. Sounded like SNM. And 1190 KORG, AM 1190 KORG, and We Are KORG slogans, and they're not all religious ethnic, as it says in the log, so you can add some overnight nostalgia easy listening to their formats. WNRS 1290 in Saline, Michigan, to confirm Jerry Starr's AM switch item in issue 22. You might have heard it last month. WNRS is simulcasting WIQB-FM 102.9. No AMID heard, just rock and roll radio 103 WIQB, Ann Arbor's number one. Ironically, this is not the first time these stations have simulcasted. They were also a rocker in the early 70s. WIQB was WNRZ, Ann Arbor, and WNRS in Saline. Over the course of the last 11 years or so, this station has been country and western, adult contemporary, all news, oldies, and big band. Jeffrey Less of Toledo graced us with that report. Also on 1290, CJBK London, Ontario, was heard on March 10th at 21:53 hours and on with Calgary Flames versus Pittsburgh Penguins hockey. Many IDs as this is Calgary Flames Radio 66 CFFR. At the end of the game, another ID was given as CJBK London. A call to the station confirms they are picking up the feed for Flames games. The reporter here, Lawrence Kearley of our Orleans, Ontario, was disappointed not to have picked up a Calgary station, and he can't figure out why anyone in this area would want to listen to the Flames. WNQM 1300 in Nashville was monitored as not any longer simulcasting with WWCR, the shortwave station, in the evening hours. Plus, WWCR moved its night operations to 5935. So those of you shortwave listeners are probably already aware of that, but Eric Buneman of Woodstock, Georgia, checked in with that news. Anywho, KOLT, Scottsbluff, Nebraska, on 1320 was heard March 30th at 2015 hours. And the news is they've reactivated after about a two-year silent period. So Colt is back on the air. The best country is Colt Country, and Western Nebraska is Colt Country. AM 1320 is their slogan. ID and AP Net News at 2100. At 2105, a Colt Country weathercast. And the signal was good, mixing with KCPX and KLWN. John Wilkins, of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, checked in with that news. Also, John says that on 1320, KCPX Salt Lake City, Utah is back to these call letters. They were KUTR with an oldies format now, and they're a regular at his QTH in the mountains of Colorado. WFIN Findlay, Ohio on 1330, when they're not news talk, they play oldies. So they're ex-country and western music, still in stereo. Jeff Less of Toledo had that news for us. On 1360, KNNS Glendale, Arizona was logged March 31st at 0848 hours with area news and sports, a 1360 K-News slogan. And at 0900, the ID News Radio for CNN News, KNNS Glendale, Phoenix. And then they went into CNN Headline News. The signal was fair with KSCJ, KBUY, KNGN, QRM. They were KLFF, and John Wilkins also had that news for us. Just a couple of days ago, again, at 0945 hours, I heard KNNS out here in California, and they were announcing that they were going to carry the Los Angeles Angels baseball this season. So add that to the Angels list. After that announcement, they had local news preceded by a CNN Headline News sounder. Well, WHOT in Youngstown, Ohio carries WFMJ TV Channel 21, 6 p.m. Action News Monday through Friday on 1390. That news from Jerry Starr. Also on 1460, news from Honolulu, courtesy Dale Park. Who else? KULA. Noted with Unistar's adult standards format for the first time, instead of simulcasting KRTR-FM's Light Rock with slogans such as The Memory Station, AM 1460. Noted later, simulcasting KCTC, or parallel with KCTC, rather. The station also airs CNN Radio News, making three CNN outlets in the local area. Newspaper says the format switch was March the 2nd. Well, I also have this word from the deserts, the high desert here of Southern California, KUTY 1470 in Palmdale. Their CP for U2 5000 is on. I called them, and I talked to General Manager Dale Ware, and you can add the Motorola stereo to their logging in the, or log listing rather in the log, and the phone number is area code 805-947-3107. In the log, Pat Ware is listed as the very signer. She, incidentally, is the wife of GM Dale Ware. So when you address your mail to KUTY, address it to Madam Very Signer. Hi, hi. 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia. According to recent newspaper reports, they mentioned they were recently sold due to return on or about April 15th. So probably by the time you get this tape, they will be back on the air. That from Dave Schmidt out Delaware Way. Well, now we want to spotlight some UNIDs, some stations that maybe just bits or pieces were heard from a broadcast, and the DXer was not able to pick out exactly what station it was, so let's get into a few of those this month. On 770, was heard WILT. Now, WILT does not, repeat, does not correlate with anything in my AM radio log, and according to the latest FM log out of Minnesota there, that I couldn't find any WILTs either, so maybe you can help out there. Moving on to 940, March 16th at 0150 hours, a possible WIPR Puerto Rico with Spanish music. Not usual, but low-key over CBM tone. The fade before ID, but back at 0335 hours with the same sort of music. No ID. Lawrence Kearley of Orleans, Ontario, logged that one. He also heard an UNID on 1080, March 29th at 0755 hours with religious music. A no ID, but at on top of the hour, right back into gospel music with a later interlude saying that the services were broadcast on TV Channel 32 with an address given, which was unintelligible. Then a shorter or a shouter of a preacher until WTIC took over the channel. He was looped southwest northeast. Remember, that's in Orleans, Ontario, which is a suburb of Toronto. On 1400, Rick Dow of Iowa City, Iowa, logged an UNID February 16th, 0325 hours, with an ad for a restaurant which was named Luigi's into a weather forecast with a high of later today of 74, overnight low 44, and then an ID is 95 Kick FM. The DJ gave a request line as 434-3282, and Rick highly suspects Texas or Louisiana due to temperatures. Anyone want to take a stab at this one? Well, once again, Lawrence Kearley has an UNID on 1510 this time, March 21st at 0816 hours. He heard an ad for a carpet store, and then the slogan, "We play the fade fades best rock, AM 151, then fade again." He was looped west, southwest, east, northeast. It could have been CKOT reported elsewhere, but he's unsure. Can anyone ID this one? Jim Renfrew of Rochester, New York, has an UNID for us on 1550. It was logged March 10th, heard with what sounded like a preacher in French at 2 minutes past midnight, then faded out. But at 0624, faded back in with a Spanish evangelical preacher. At 0659, NBC's TalkNet was heard with no local ID or news, only continuous pips. So three UNIDs in one. Come on, let's help these guys out. On 1590, March 21st, an UNID was reported at 2025 hours with a sports media network ID on a show called Sports Roundtable. His loop was southeast to northwest, USA Radio News at 2100, no legal ID before return to program. Lawrence Kearley also logged this one up in Orleans. And finally, on 1600, an UNID was logged March 25th at 2236 hours with Buffalo Sabres hockey, and it was parallel a good WGR 550, parallel a fair CJCL. Now he asks, is it CHNR? Jeff Kitsey of Dilwyn, Dilwyn, Virginia, rather, logged that UNID. If you've got a tip or maybe a logging that you can't figure out and you want to put out on the DX Audio Service, just write to me, Bill Hale, 15366 La Paz, L-A-P-A-Z, number 110 in Victorville, California. My zip code 92392. And until next month, 73, everyone.
Do you hear that? I call back to Great Northern Broadcast Company and tell them to put on some ambience here while I do my report. And what do you... You know what you're listening to? You're listening to satellite-fed digital audio all the way from Lima, Ohio, from the back porch of Great Northern Broadcast Company, listening to the birds chirp. I guess... I guess that's proper ambience because... I kind of feel like Ed Potter on Playback Magazine. The only difference is, Ed, you know, while you're sitting there having your cup of coffee and having some berries off the vine, here I've gotten up at this ungodly hour of the morning to do this report. And what you're hearing is morning time in Lima, Ohio, where it's about 45 degrees and the birds are chirping. You know, I look out my window here, and about the only thing I can see is a cactus. So... I don't see much life at this hour of the morning. Hey, let's get on with more of the DX Audio Service and pass along a few messages to you. First message being from Crazy Ken, the man who knows all, sees all, tells all, and has all the deals, especially on Bruce Elving's FM Atlas. He's got that, the 14th edition, for just $12 through the National Radio Club Publication Center. And if you'd like to get a copy of Bruce Elving's FM Atlas, 14th edition, just write to Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661-0164. And be sure to enclose a check for $12 through the to the Publication Center, made out to National Radio Club Publication Center. And you might want to just drop in a note or something like that and tell Ken what you think of the DX Audio Service, or if you have any comments or suggestions. He always likes to hear from people in the DX Audio Service. And speaking of the DX Audio Service, I'd like to remind you that if it's time to renew your subscription, or perhaps you'd like to get a subscription started, or you'd like to buy a subscription for someone, it's very easy to do. The National Radio Club Subscription Center is headed up by Ron Musco, M-U-S-C-O. He's the manager, Post Office Box 118, Poquonic, P-O-Q-U-O-N-O-C-K, Connecticut, 06064-0118. And if it looks a little timely and you need to get the information in real quick, you can send it to me at the DX Audio Service in Lima, Ohio. Our street address is 706 McKenzie, M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. My name is Fred Vobe, spelled V-O-B-B-E. And again, you can drop a note in there and let us know what you think of the DX Audio Service. Well, that's about it for part one of the DX Audio Service. We'll catch you on part two with more DX stuff. Heard a horn beep and everything. This is great. We'll catch you with part two, Phil Wayne, and, of course, Musings for Members, and a whole lot more on your DX Audio Service. Let's hear some more of Lima.